Hello, welcome to the Pinch Show. This is the first one. We're going to do one of these every show. So whatever show we've just done, we're going to have 5 minutes afterwards to do the Pinch Show. So this is the Pinch Show, the first ever one that we've got. Joining me, I've got Chuck. I won't do any introduction, and Patrice, and Mike, and Doc. And we won't do any introductions because you should listen to all the other shows. And also, the introductions would probably last longer than the entire show does.
That's right.
From when I say now, you've only got 5 minutes of conversation about the chosen topic. And no matter what state the sentence is in, at 5 minutes, the show will end. So there you go. So our topic for today, chaps, as picked by Paul Shadwell in the chat room, is the advantages of single, double, and triple layered toilet paper.
I gotta go with double. Single will cause a finger poke through, and triple will clog up the toilet, and it's not good for the environment.
Now,
tell the quality of a place by what they stock in their bathroom. And if it's a place that has single layer, you don't even want to be there.
Well, I was just about to say that the topic of finger shooters is going to come up at this point. Am I gay or not? And the other one, this may just be a purely British thing. Have you guys ever had Isol toilet paper? Have you ever heard of Isol?
No.
No, but it sounds like the stuff that they have in school, which is basically like wiping your ass with sandpaper.
Right. Yeah. Here we go. Batwing says, you remember the old tracing paper loo roll that you used to get in school? And it was. It had one side that was like, it was like shiny, and the other side was slightly textured. And it had the kind of consistency in terms of pliability of greaseproof paper. Nothing stuck to it. That was the point. You put it on your ass, and all you ended up doing was smearing your entire ass with shit. None of it had come off. Did you guys get that in American schools or not?
It's so recycled that it's actually shiny. And there are, I just came back from Japan. That's what they hand you for napkins in Japan. And as a lot of things in Japan, they probably learned it from you guys. It's pretty, I'm like, this is the most unuseful paper I've ever seen in my life. So in Japan, you got to bring your own. You bring a little packet.
Bring your own toilet paper.
I bring my own toilet paper.
You bring one of these. Like, it's just a little packet, and they're soft and wet, and you get a nice clean arc. But in Japan, you got the water sprayer.
Do you have to take it away as well?
No. You can flush them.
You flush them, right?
Question. If there is toilet paper, is there also toilet paper as a service?
Say that again. We've only got
toilet
5 minutes.
Toilet paper as a service.
Is there toilet paper as a service?
Yeah. I know there's diapers, but that would be funny. Like, what is it called? A crab box?
Can you rent it?
Do you have to send it back clean if you rent it? Is it like an excess charge if there's shit they have to clean
up? It's called toiletpapervalet.com. No shit.
That's their motto.
Boom. Hello, Patrice. You win. Patrice wins the first episode of Pinch.
Toiletpapervalet.com. If you went to show
rolls
notes.
For $9.99.
There's no show
notes. Can I run and toss it under the stall for you if there's none there?
I don't know
that
if I want
to. Be a good service, actually. I'd pay good money for that.
I like the names of the packages. The six pack, the Sublime Nine, the Perfect Dozen.
Sublime Nine was my nickname in college. Boom!
Oh, hang on. There's a How It Works tab. Seriously, we don't want a full supply of toilet paper delivered right away to your door every month. With Paper Valley, you get toilet paper easy as putting your pants on in the morning. Just pick a toilet paper package, give us your info, and we'll deliver it right to your door each month for a low cost. That's like Prime. Surely you can get Prime on bog rolls.
Well, the Amazon button now. I bet they have that for toilet paper. But will it work if you're in a public lavatory?
The thing is, like, with Amazon Prime, so we've got, like, I get my coffee on Amazon Prime, on subscription, on Subscribe and Save, thanks to Paul Wheatley. So I get these coffee pods through that go in my coffee thing. And if I'm not using them fast enough, I just drink more coffee. If I'm not using the toilet paper fast enough, do I have to have more shits?
Yeah.
And if you skip one month because you got too many, what if you haven't budgeted right and you've got an entire week of using your finger and washing it off?
That's way more that I needed to know about you, Ewan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Well,
oh, come on, guys. So, you must have been cool.
And let me know which hand, because when we meet again, I want to know whether to shake or not.
You guys must...
I'm doing the elbow tap thing that you do when you got a beer in your hand. You got like a pint in his hand and a shot in his hand and you do one of those bar.
You guys, no, come on, you guys must have been caught somewhere where you've pulled on the... You haven't checked first. You've gone in the stall. You've shut the door. You've been desperate to go, so you've got the dags down. And then you've reached over and pulled on the roll and it's the last sheet. And you have got to get your entire ass clean with one square of paper, or there's got to be other means at your disposal.
You know what that's called? That's called 15 years of living with that lady you guys see me with at Macro, because she always leaves me stranded.
Really?
And I got to yell. I'm like, hey!
Which is why you need toilet paper as a service.
So, no, the
question
you can
is, call someone and comes he back comes up to the stall and delivers
Patrice,
toilet paper.
It's not like it's a superhero comes in with a cape that you can tear a bit off the cape and wipe your ass with.
Oh, you call Uber and an Uber driver will bring it to you. I can't get
Uber in Birmingham.
Now you can call Uber and have them bring you stuff. So be like, hey, Uber, bring me some Charmin.
So, Doc, so if the missus is out right and you're stuffed and the last sheet's gone, what do you do?
Okay, so
wait, I want to know where we are on time.
Well, that's the last line.